Sam McBride, investment analyst for New Constructs, is sitting in for David Trainer today. But although he is our wingman, we are still taking a journey towards the dangerous. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life, where we look at things that the folks at New Constructs find dangerous, and they have a very specific methodology for deciding what is dangerous. At New Constructs, they evaluate securities from the bottom up. Instead of looking at what most people look at, the easily accessible numbers, they dig in from the bottom. And when they do that, they often find that numbers are misleading, that things that look good on the surface maybe don't look so good when you're going beyond the skin deep level.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it is. And so something that might look attractive from the surface becomes not attractive and becomes downright dangerous. By the way, the opposite can also happen, where something might look a little bit more dangerous, but it winds up being attractive. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs, and they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you don't get enough information here, you've got questions or more, go check it out at newconstructs.com. Sam McBride is an investment analyst with New Constructs. He's sitting in for the big boss, David Trainer, today. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
The micro bubble.
Danger, danger.
The micro bubble. You're going to have to explain the micro bubble, although you guys have been doing some explanations about it in some work that you've done. But I can't assume that my audience has seen all of this. So let's talk about micro bubble. What exactly is that, and why is it putting investors in a dangerous place?
So the micro bubble we're talking about here is in contrast to sort of a macro bubble, you know, the tech bubble 2.0 that you see people talking about. And we decided to investigate this. We looked at, is the market in a tech bubble? And what we found is that the valuation of the market today is nothing like the tech bubble. It's not nearly as expensive as it was in, you know, the late 90s. But what we did find is that there is a small pocket of stocks, mostly in the tech sector, that do have bubble-like valuations. So we're calling this the micro bubble. It's a small pocket of the market that has inflated, but it hasn't pushed the overall valuation of the market up to those same levels.
Okay, so if it's a micro bubble, wouldn't that mean that there are either very niche businesses or individual stocks that are being affected? And how does somebody figure out who's caught in the micro bubble?
So the main way to do this is just looking at the cash flows of the businesses. You know, we found several companies where the market valuation is just orders of magnitude higher than the present value of the cash flows.
So, for example?
So the biggest one we've talked about before is Amazon. A company people love to talk about. They've got a market cap of $900 billion. You know, that is equivalent to Walmart, Home Depot, Oracle, and Disney combined, and then a little more on top of that as well.
Okay. So when you take a look at a micro bubble stock, I mean, I know that Amazon is on the list. So is Netflix. That's two of the FANG stocks. And I know that David has been not a big fan of Netflix for a while. So what is the logical outcome here? A micro bubble is going to wind up when it bursts doing what?
Well, I think what we see here is that, you know, in contrast to the tech bubble of the late 90s, these stocks are not pushing the rest of the market up. Instead, they're actually taking value from the market. So we talk about Amazon as a classic example. The whole bullish case behind Amazon is that they're going to take over retail. And so as, you know, Amazon's valuation keeps going up, that's kept a big portion of the retail sector with depressed valuations. So we think when the Amazon bubble bursts, a lot of that value gets reallocated to retail. Same thing with Netflix. They're taking value away from, you know, incumbent content providers, from Disney, from, you know, some of the big cable networks. And so when the Netflix bubble bursts, we think that valuation gets reallocated to these incumbents.
And what other companies sort of fall into micro bubble stocks in terms of ones that you would say, okay, maybe as an investor, I got to think about moving away from some, because there are popular names on this list.
Absolutely. Another one we definitely talked about before is Tesla. Tesla has a higher market cap than GM, even though they sold 1% as many cars last year. So that is another area where we think the valuation is assuming they are going to become a dominant car producer, and that just seems far from assured to us. One thing we see with a lot of these companies is they're all priced for the best-case scenario. They're priced for the possibility that they dominate their new markets. And for all these companies, you can maybe make a case that that will happen, but it's hard to say that it's certain to happen, and they're all priced like that's almost a certainty.
When this bubble bursts, or these bubbles burst, will it be macro conditions that, you know, when you talk about the tech bubble, it was kind of a macro thing that wound up bursting that, or will it be company specific on each of these because these are micro bubbles?
I think you can definitely see a mix of both. Certainly one macro thing that could affect a lot of these companies is if we do see a market crash or a recession for other reasons, limited access to capital markets, that could hurt a lot of these companies. You know, Netflix has been spending so much on content. They're spending $13 billion on content this year, and they're financing that through junk bonds. If credit markets tighten, if they can't borrow that money to keep financing that content spend, that's going to really challenge their business model, and it could be a way that that bubble bursts.
Well, it is really interesting stuff. There is a list you can get, as we say, you can find all this stuff at newconstructs.com. It's not just Amazon, Netflix, Tesla. It's Salesforce.com and Spotify and Square and GoDaddy and Dropbox and Zillow. And if you want to see a full report on companies that are in the micro bubble, go to newconstructs.com for more information. Sam McBride, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Sam McBride, everybody. He is investment analyst for New Constructs. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. They're online at newconstructs.com. If you like what you heard here, but you want more specifics on those dangerous stocks in the micro bubble, check out the website. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. David Brady from Brady Investment Counsel. He's the only one who looks at the list and says, just give me the first five names. You'll see how that turns out next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.